It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jefferson County health officials have ordered everyone 2 years old and older to wear masks indoors at schools. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The order is one of the most aggressive of any county so far. It requires all unvaccinated faculty and staff and unvaccinated students and adults involved in extracurricular activities to undergo routine testing during the academic year. Health officials say the Delta variant is driving a surge of cases now. Most new cases in the county are among the unvaccinated or partially vaccinated. In the metro county of about 500,000 people, 41% of youth ages 12 to 15 and 37% of 16 to 19-year-olds have not received even one shot. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The health department for Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams counties could decide on a mask mandate today. Colorado Congressman Jason Crow organized a press conference Monday where politicians and nonprofits urged the federal government to help allies still in Afghanistan. That country is now under Taliban rule. Former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright implored the U.S. to think of Afghan civilians.
We cannot forget the millions of Afghans, especially women, who risk losing the considerable gains made over two decades of sacrifice.
Albright, like everyone at the press conference, pushed the U.S. to keep the airport open in Kabul. Other speakers called on the U.S. to make it easier for Afghan allies to get a visa out of the country and work harder to find allies who are hiding from the Taliban. The Biden administration wants to suspend new oil and gas leases on federal land and waters, including in Colorado. A federal judge blocked that move in June, but the administration said Monday it is appealing the decision because oil and gas leases on federal land create significant greenhouse gas emissions. A group of 13 states is trying to stop the president, saying the administration bypassed bureaucratic steps and that the moratorium would cost money and jobs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.